This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
You know that you're not going to have those wrinkles. Don't confess that my hair's falling out or whatever. You know, praise God. See, now, did Jesus say, let's just face it, did Jesus really say you can have whatever you say with your mouth if you believe it with your heart? If he really said that, then why don't we start thinking like that? Isn't that a shame? But the Word says it, doesn't it? Now, if the Word says it, and it says Enoch by faith was translated because he pleased God. Do you want to please God? Boy, do I want to please the King. I would love it, you know, to be, I don't know how, maybe 120 or 150 or whatever. I would love to be strong and wild and violent for Jesus, preaching the Word, being able to do everything I want to do. I mean, talking about things, doing things, whatever, and be strong and vibrant and be 120 years old and be in perfect health. And the Lord said, son, you have pleased me. Now then, today I'm just going to translate you right out of that church, and you just get to see me go, and I disappear right through that roof, and he takes me right out to heaven. Wouldn't that be awesome? At 120? I said, Lord, but you said you'd satisfy me with long life. I got some more down there I need to save. He might say, okay, I'll send you back and let you stay another 50 years. Isn't that amazing?
Abraham died 175.
Yeah, 175, wasn't it?
175.
Yeah, 175. He sure did. And then look what verse 6 says. But without faith. But without what? But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, now, if it's impossible to please Him without it, and you don't have it, then are you pleasing it? No. Is He happy with you if you don't have any faith? No. If you're not believing He can do these wonderful things, is He happy with you? No. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him or God. Sir?
The Lord told me one day, He said, you believe the devil more than you believe me.
Amen. Amen. I'll repeat that in case somebody didn't hear that over the mic. He says, the Lord says, you believe the devil more than you do me. And you know, I think that's true. I believe that most Christians believe the world system, which is the devil system, instead of the Word of God that we carry around in our hand. It's obvious we do that. You can tell by the way we talk, by what we say, that we believe the world system. It says here that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Diligently seeking the Lord. Where do you find God? Where do you find Him? You find Him in the Word. When you sit down with your Bible and you open it and you start reading, you have found God. He's right there. I've had a lot of people say, Thurman, I would give anything to hear that audible voice of God like you've heard so many times. I said, come in. And I will let you hear it right now. What? Go in, I open the Word, and I say, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. So they say, I said, you just heard the voice of God. I was giving voice to it, and it's His Word. I heard it. You heard it. That's how easy it is to hear God's voice. But that's not what I meant. I want to hear like you did. I said, okay, I understand. You want to be out there without nothing. Of course, most of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, When I hear him speak to me audibly, I am really grossly involved in a deep study of the Word. And then I'll hear him speak. Just like the night I was had been before him for hours doing a look-up on spirits of. And I'd been reading all of those scriptures. For hours I'd been reading and studying about all the different kinds of spirits. And then when I come over to Luke 13:11, the woman in Luke 13:11, the woman which had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years and it could in no wise straighten herself up. What did she have? A spirit. Where was that thing? In her flesh. And it had bound her over so that she could not straighten her body up for 18 years. And Jesus came along and said, "Woman, you are loosed for your infirmity." And that devil left her and she was instantly set free. Isn't that amazing? Jesus said, "Whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven." What kind of limitations had he give us, really? Not any, is there? It's amazing what he's given us. And people's out here praying and saying, "Oh God, please, will you do this?" And he's already given it to you. He's already given it to you. You just don't know it. That's where I was. I didn't know it either. But when you get a hold of this, it'll change the way you do business. You know, when you really see these scriptures for what they are, "For without faith it is impossible to please him." Well, that night whenever I was working on faith, and I come to that scripture in Luke 13:11, where the woman had the spirit of infirmity, the Lord spoke to me in that audible voice. And he said, "Son, you have one of those." In fact, I think at that point I was reading that scripture silently. I don't think I was even reading that out loud now that I think about that. But yet he knew exactly where I was in the Word, even though I'm reading it silently. When I said, "The woman that had the spirit of infirmity for 18 years, he said, "Son, you have one of those living in your body." I said, "Lord, I have a spirit of infirmity living in my body?" I said, "Lord, infirmity means weakness or sickness, and I am not sick and I'm not weak, so what is it?" He said, "It's your athlete's foot." I said, "Lord, athlete's foot is a demon?" He said, "Yes, son. And in my name, you have authority over it." And I'd only had it 30 years. Only 30. And I turned and spoke to my feet. That's a good thing there wasn't none of my Baptist brothers there. They'd have thought I'd lost my mind. But I was just obeying Jesus. Jesus told me, so I looked down at them feet and I said, "You devil of hell, you foul spirit of infirmity, you come out of me in the name of Jesus and you go to the pit. And don't you ever come back in me in again, ever, in Jesus' name." And from that day to this, which has been, goodness, at least 20 years ago, I have never, ever had another attack of athlete's foot, never. But I had it and couldn't get rid of it for 30 plus years. A spirit? Yeah, that's what it was. How much authority do we as Christians have over spirits? All. It is written in Luke 10:19-20. "All power is given to you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and they shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather be thankful that your name is written in heaven." When that scripture becomes a revelation to you, how much power under the new covenant do you and I have over the spirits? All. Now then, what if you're not willing to walk in obedience to God's word? What if you're not willing to be an obedient child? Then they have power over you. And they will beat up on you. But as long as you're walking in obedience to the word, just like the example I've given many times. You today, tonight, when you get ready to leave here, you start to leave and you get out there on the highway and you start down the road, as long as your car is registered and it's current and your inspection sticker is current and you got current insurance and a current driver's license, and you drive within the confines of the speed limit, you don't have to worry about a thing going home. But if you get in a hurry leaving here tonight and say, well, I need to get home in a hurry, and I know the speed limit out there is 60 on the freeway, but I'm going to drive 80, you may get stopped before you get home. So if you break God's spiritual laws, I can guarantee you a demon will come to your house. And he will put something on you, pain or sickness and disease. It's just a fact of life. But if you're walking in obedience, you go back to the old covenant and you think about the old covenant, he said he would take sickness and disease away from all of us. And we would have none if we'd walk in obedience to his word. But under the new covenant, he tells us to go out and heal the sick. And we can't stay healed ourselves. Isn't that amazing? That the church is supposed to be out healing the sick, and we can't stay healed ourselves. And then many of us, even as pastors, don't believe Jesus even heals today. But Jesus told you, under the new covenant, I give you this power. You go lay your hands on the sick and heal them in my name. Think about this. I got one more little place I want to go tonight before I continue. I'm not going to continue on any further in Hebrews 11 because it's such an intensive study of what faith is. But again, I want to take you back to the book of John. And these scriptures I'm going to show you, I want you to think about these. And I want you to see if they mean the same thing to you that they mean to me. John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 21. Think about what he said. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. This was the first step, the very first step of them receiving the Holy Spirit. But there was no power yet. No power. But if Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit, and then look what the next verse says.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.